Local programs that are testing a new model of medical care have been showing some promising signs. But as WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, a Trump administration decision means they'll lose their federal support at the end of this month.
Medicaid traditionally funds healthcare in what's called a fee-for-service model. Doctors tell the federal government what procedures they did and what medicines they used, and the government reimburses them. The criticism is this prioritizes quantity of care over quality of care. Some healthcare groups in New York have been working on a redesign of that system. Trillium Health's Dr. Bill Valenti explains.
Hospitals are great, but the idea behind the Medicaid redesign is to take a more preventive approach to care that keeps people on the outside of the hospital, because hospital care costs a lot of money.
Valenti says fee-for-service doesn't account for everything that happens outside a medical clinic.
Housing, food, all of those kinds of things are health care. It's more than just writing a prescription, but the idea is you need staff and thought to create the system.
But Medicaid doesn't reimburse doctors for time spent checking on a patient's housing situation. It doesn't reimburse public transit systems for hiring people to make sure older adults can navigate the bus routes to get to their doctor's appointments. Unless your state gets a waiver. And New York did. The federal government has been funding a pilot program to test this sort of wraparound approach to medical care. But earlier this year, the federal government denied the state's application for an extension. Funding is set to run out at the end of this month for dozens of programs across the state. Carol Tagus directs the group that manages that federal funding in the Rochester area. Money has been going to transit services and food pantries and addiction treatment centers, all with the aim of keeping people out of the emergency room.
So that's an opportunity lost now under this denial. There's no question about that.
Tagus says her group won't cease to exist at the end of the month when the funding expires, but they will have to learn to do things differently. They'll have a lot less money to work with. She says that means the progress they've made will probably start to evaporate.
Things aren't going to change. Healthcare is still going to be expensive. Outcomes aren't going to be improving.
Tagus says she's going to lobby the federal government to change its decision. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.